similar character. I printed out for you that there is something in terms of Musar, but it's a, there's a Rashi in Brachos, which would appear to be Sosir the Rashi by us, not mistaken. The Gilyon Hashas in Brachos points this out. The Gemara over there in Brachos points out Margalab of Humayu, the Rabbanan de Yavne. Rabbanan of Yavne were very, very consistent in their statement to say as follows. This is yours. Thank you very much. Page Marcos. What was their statement? Ani Birya v'chaveri Birya. I'm a human being. My chaver is a human being. Ani malachti ba'ir. I'm a tamakacham. I'm learning. Behu malachto basade. And he's working out in the field. Ani mashkim malachti. Behu mashkim l'malachto. Each of us put in a lot of effort into our particular spheres of life. Kashem shehu eno misgadir b'malachti. Just like he's not jealous of me, he's not interested in taking over my malacha. Kach ani eni misgadir b'malachto. I don't view his malacha as anything that I want to do. V'shema tomar ani marbe behu mamit. And if you'll say, well, he's really right, because even if he were to go into learning, he wouldn't be able to learn a lot, and therefore probably he's better off being in business. Shaninu echad amarbe v'echad amamit uvad shi'echad ben libo l'ashamayim. Namely, had he wanted to get into learning, he would have received the same sachar as I'm receiving for the effort that he would put in. That's what Chachmei Yavne said. So over there on that Gemara, Rashi says, Ani ha'osek b'torah birya ani, v'chein chaveri am ha'aretz biryahu. That over there, the Gemara uses the phrase chaveri, and Rashi has no compunctions about saying that the chaver relates to an am ha'aretz. Didn't say we have to change the girsa over here. Can you explain to me why Rashi by us is so insistent on changing the girsa, while Rashi in Brachos is not insistent at all? And Lehefech leaves the girsa and explains that the chaver of the Talmud Chacham is the Am Haaretz, without being bothered by the fact that that we have over here such a distinction in terms of their character. In other words, Rashi Be'ah says, Am Haaretz legabe chaver lo mikri chaveru. But while Rashi over there says that we're dealing with chaveri Am Haaretz, you know, just pshat in Rashi. What's the context in Brachos of the comparison? Ani beria v'chaveri beria. Right. In other words, that over there the Gemara is dafka trying to find the point of common denominator that I have bechira chavshis and my chaver has bechira chavshis. We're both berios. We were both created by God. We were both given bechira chavshis. I chose my life and he chose his life. And so when you want to stress that which is in common, so then even by an Am Haaretz use the phrase chaver. Our Mishnah Dafka wants to stress that which is distinct, not that which is common. And therefore, when you're stressing the distinct, Rashi felt it would not be proper to call the Am Haaretz a chaver. Okay, that was just cute. Okay. So, the main thrust of the Mishnah is the last line, that the reason that the Esrog should give him b'matan is l'fi she'ein rashai l'lokcho b'shvius, that we have an issue of paying for the Esrog b'shvius, but exactly what that issue is, Rashi says b'gmar mefarish taima. So he wants us to have a little bit of patience. Okay, so we'll have patience, and we'll just continue learning the Gemara according to Rashi. Lo ratza liten lo b'matana. A seller doesn't want to give up an Esrog for free. Mahu. So what then does the buyer do? Amaravuna mavliya le deme esrog bululav. That we have an option of what we call havla. But over here, in other words, we have an etzah. This will also solve the problem of that we don't understand what it is yet, but it appears that we have a problem of purchasing an esrog for money, of handing the money of an esrog over time of Aretz. So one way of solving the problem is to receive the esrog gratis. The second way of solving the problem is to receive the esrog b'havra'ah. What exactly is havra'ah? How does Rashi understand havra'ah? Mavriya lo demei esrog b'lulav, yimkar lulav b'yoker ad shi'iten lo esrog b'matana. I mean, how would you translate that into English?
Raise the price.
You'll raise the price of the lulav so that the price of the lulav would include the theoretical price of the esrog, and we'll say, you know, we'll write out a receipt that the lulav cost $100 and the esrog is free. And that way, we have solved our problem. The mocher should have no compunctions. He's getting his money. And on the other hand, we don't have over here demei shvius. We don't have over here money that was paid for an esrog which has Kedusha Shviyus. Again, we don't yet know the problem, but we've solved the problem. Okay. However, if you look in the Rambam, it appears that Ha'ikar Chaser Min HaSefer. What does the Rambam say? He'll parak Chesach Yid Aleph, Ha'lokeach Lulav Me'am Ha'aretz B'Shviyus, No Sen Lo Esrog Matana, quotes the Mishnah. V'im Lo Nosan Lo, if he's not willing to do that, Mavliya Lo Demei Esrog B'Demei Lulav. What does, in other words, what does it appear from the Rambam as opposed to Rashi?
So the Rambam is saying the price of the petrol, you should just add that on to the final price of the lulav.
And?
And then give him that money for the lulav.
So the lulav. So that's the same as Rashi, no?
I thought Rashi was it. I thought Rashi was lobbed off the price of the petrol. Rashi could be saying you could even charge it more than the price of the petrol.
No, I'm not that. I'm not dealing with charging more. In other words, says the Rashi says Yim Kar Lulav V'Yoker Achitin Lo Esrog Matana. In other words, we don't want to cause a loss to the seller, and so he's going to get his money. In other words, that the money he would have gotten previously for the esrog, he's now going to be in the sales bill under lulav. What is the Rambam suggest? Yes.
Maybe, I mean, this is an idea of the Rambam. Gemara sounds just like low ruts of eating low matana.
Right, because he doesn't want to lose money.
Yeah, but the Rambam says like if he doesn't, meaning like.
Okay, the Rambam doesn't get involved in his motivation, but I'm speaking in terms of how is the receipt written, according.
The Rambam doesn't say that the esrog will be free. It sounds like the money for esrog will be on the bill.
Excellent. Right. Then we that according here we have the bill. So according to Rashi, the bill is lulav 100, esrog is free, and so the bottom line is 100. According to the Rambam, what we do is we write lulav, esrog, without giving a price, and we simply say it's 100. That's already havlah, namely no itemization. I'm not itemizing that which I am selling. I'm just giving you the broader, the total. And that's already a heter. Even though, you know, it's Rashi comes out that the esrog is for free. The esrog is for free, so there's no demei shvius. According to the Rambam, it's not that the esrog is free, but the esrog is not itemized. That we just have a totality. Where do we find such a concept that this is called havla'ah? So if you look in the, I printed for you, there's a short gemara in Baba Metzi on Daf Nun Chesamid Aleph, which deals with the world of Schar Shabbat. We know that there's an iser of receiving wages for work that you do on Shabbos. What is the iser? See, if you look in the Rashi in Ksuvus, and Daf Samach Dalet Amud Aleph, Rashi says, Schar Shabbos, Gezeira Mishum Mekach Umemkar Uschirus. That since on Shabbos, you're not allowed to buy or sell in order that you shouldn't come to write. So you also shouldn't receive wages for Shabbos because that is similar to Mekach Umemkar. It's Gzera Mishum Mekach Umemkar, namely Midrabanan, one is not allowed to receive Schar Shabbos. And therefore the Gemara in Baba Metzia says, Asokara Sapo Gishmor Sapara, or Gishmor Satino, Gishmor Tazroim. A person has a job of being a watchman, of being a babysitter. Ein nosten lo sachar Shabbos. He doesn't get paid for his babysitting on Shabbos, and therefore on Shabbos, ein achrayu Shabbos alav. If something happens to the field or to the baby, he's not getting paid for it. He's not really working, even if he's doing it voluntarily, but doesn't have the status of a socher because he's not getting paid for it. However, haya schir Shabbos, if he was paid weekly, or schir chodesh, he was paid for the month, or schir shana for the year, or schir shavua, he was being paid globally for 7 years. No sen lo sachar Shabbos, l'fika chachraya Shabbos alav. Namely, he's allowed to receive sachar Shabbos if it's not itemized. If he's getting paid by the day, so then there would be an item called schar Shabbos in his payroll slip. But since if he's not getting paid by the day but by the month, or he's getting paid by the year, or in some global manner, then one is allowed to receive schar Shabbos in such a matter. That's what we call havla'ah. And so what the Rambam is doing over here is he's simply taking the character of havla'ah from the world of schar Shabbos and applying it, I think properly, to the world of Shemitah. Namely, that the only time that you're going to have an issue of Dmei Shemitah is when you are paying for the object separately, when it is an item on the bill that has a price, then we have Dmei Shemitah. But if you're paying globally, I go to the supermarket and I buy 5 things, and one of them happens to be Peros Shvius, so then as long as I'm paying globally, as long as it's not itemized, I'm just paying, I get to the cash register and they look at everything I bought and said, oh, that's $50, then there's no problem of Dmei Shvius. You know, you don't have to say, oh, you're paying $50 for everything for the 4 items you're buying, and the 5th item, the esrog is for free. That's what you have to say according to Rashi. But you don't have to say that according to the Rambam. According to the Rambam, as long as it's not itemized, even if you're paying for it, that's already not Dmei Shemitah. Okay, so we have a second Eitzah. So we have the Eitzah of Chinam, we have the Eitzah of Havlah, two ways of understanding Havlah. Yitachain, before, again, we still have no idea what the problem is, but we'll get to it. But Yitachain is a third Eitzah as well. And here I quoted to you a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Look together in the Gemara and Avodah Zarah. I'm sorry, I had more time to prepare for Shir, so I know this wasn't on the Maror HaKamos, but I just thought, it's yesterday. So look in the Gemara and Avodah Zarah, and Asamach Beis Amid Beis. The Gemara there says, the Bei Rav Yanai, Yasve Peire Shvius Me Aniyim. They would purchase Peiro Shvius during the 7th year, Upare lahu, but they'd only pay for it bishminas. Namely, that they bought it on credit and they paid for it bishminas. Asu amru le Rabbi Yochanan, so the people complained to Rabbi Yochanan that they, Rabbi Yanai, are behaving improperly. Because, in other words, when they bought the peros were around. But now, already the time of the biur passed, and we're going to see that after the time of the biur, you're not supposed to have Dmei Shvius, is supposed to have already been used up, and they're only paying after the time of the biur. Amar lohu yolisen avdin. Rav Yochanan says it's no problem; they're doing fine. Ukenegdan beesnan muter. And similarly, if we were to have a woman who would be involved in the oldest profession, and she were to we have a halacha that her wages that she receives for her services, once she's not allowed to use those wages as a korban, if she gets a behema. However, if she does it on credit and only gets paid later on, so that's okay. What's the principle over here? Why is the issue of Dmei Shvius, according to the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, only when you pay, when you receive, but not if you pay later on? So the kinyan on metaltalim is the moment that you receive it. The kinyan, in other words, you receive these already in the year of Shemitah, but you're paying for them at a later point. Why is there no concept over here of Dmei Shvius? Yes?
The whole concern is giving the Amei Aretz money. So if you give it to them after the year of Shvius, then it's fine.
But why?
Because it's a mechira of Shvius.
So we have over here Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Let's look at Rashi. Yasfei Peire Shvius Kodem Zman Biur. they purchased on credit peiros of shvius before the time of the beer. Uparilahu bishminis eshtakach da achle aniyim bishvius achar abir chalifei peiros shvius. So it appears we have over here a problem that we have demei shvius that are being paid after the beer, and after the beer when it's not supposed to get hana'a from demei shvius. So Rav Yochanan said, Yolus hein avdin. There's no problem. Why? Kevon dahi shaita. At the time that they're getting paid, lo havu hanach be'en, these peros have already been eaten, lo ichalfu bahane bahane, and so we don't view it as a quid pro quo. I receive peros and you're getting money, because currently there are no peros. V'lo chayele kedusha shviyas alayu. Namely, there's nothing for the demei shviyas to be chal. In other words, normally demei shviyas are in place of the peros, so the kedusha that had been on the peros moves over to the demei shviyas. However, over here, when the money is paid, the peros are no longer in existence. If the peros are no longer in existence, says Rashi, there's no concept of demei shviyas, and that's the principle of esna. Bo aleha v'achar kachnosna esnana. If the woman gives her services on Monday, however, she only receives her wages on Wednesday, then mutar lahakrova, that which she receives on Wednesday, is not a problem of esnan zona. Kevan delav bishas bia yahava niole, that since it wasn't given at the time of the bia, ki hadar yahivla hahut le matana ba'almahu. We don't view it as a quid pro quo. We don't view it as a chalipin of the bia, but rather, we simply have over here a gift of money which is not related to the bia. In other words, in our head we know that why is he giving it to her? He's giving it to her because he received services. But once he's not giving it at the time of the bia is no longer in existence. The bia is already passed. So now we view it as simply a matana ba'alma. That's the way that Rashi understands. Tosfos begins that way as well. Look at Tosfos. The kevan dahi shaita lo havi hanach be'en lo chalipin nino. He's quoting Rashi. V'lo chayel ayah kedusha shvius. Ulefize, if we take Rashi's reasoning, it doesn't have to be that the money is being paid in shminis. Afilu b'shvius atzmo yechol lefroa im kvar achu peros shvius. The ikar is the peros no longer be around. So if someone buys peros and he eats them, and then a week later, even though it's still the year of Shemitah, he were to pay money, that's not a problem. And now he quotes our Gemara, Vahid Arminim Belulav HaGazel Demivla Demei Esrog Belulav, that when the Gemara was looking for an Eitzah, how can someone buy an Esrog, and gave the Eitzah of Havla'ah, Hu Hadin, points out Tosfos, below Havla'ah. You could have given a third Eitzah, even without Havla'ah. Im amah ha'aretz hayarotze lahakif ad sheyich leha esrog, if the amah ha'aretz will be willing to wait until the esrog is no longer in existence and only then get his money, lo hayakan demei shvius. Then, just like the Gemara says, at the moment that the peros shvius in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah are no longer around, there's no concept of demei shvius, hu adin, if the esrog is no longer around. Okay? The Tosas then continues with a second Shita. He begins with a statement of Rav Elchanan, and then he moves over to a statement of the Ri. The most important part of the Tosfos is that which I put into the bold print, that Rav Elchanan posits, and this the Ri, it's seconds and goes further, Af al pisha ha'iser adayin yeshno ba'olam. Who cares whether the fruits are still around? If you're buying on credit, the moment that there is a division in time, that I bought something on day X and I'm paying for it on day Y, even if the fruit is still around, that already is no longer demei shvius. We view it that that's not paying for the fruit, you're paying for your debt. Namely, I bought fruit and I created a debt. And then the next day I'm paying my debt. I'm not paying for the fruit. When I give the money at the time of the purchase, then that's chalifin. That's tit for tat. That's a quid pro quo. So when I'm receiving an esrog and giving the money simultaneously, then we have an issue of demei shvius. But if I'm going to buy the esrog on Monday and pay on Tuesday, and namely, I bought on credit, so what am I doing on Tuesday? I'm paying my debt. That's not the Meshvius. And therefore, Rav Yitzchok offers that as an Eitzah. That even, there was a moment that I view it as Prias Hamos, that I'm simply paying a debt, as opposed to having a Chavitin. Halacha Lemaisa, the Rav Kook, was a big machmir, I know, in the world of Shemitah, and the Chazon Ish was a big mekel. I know that people say the opposite, but Lemaisa, Rav Kook paskin that you can only use the concept of what we call in Hebrew hakafa, paying on credit, if the fruit is no longer around. Namely, that hakafa is only a heter in the world of Shemitah, like Rashi and the first day of Tosfos. The fruit is no longer around. But the Chazon Ish said, "Bizman hazeh shmita is midrabanan." We can be mekel like Rav Ochanan and the Ri. That even if the fruit is around, you can purchase b'hakafa. So we have three etzos of how to get around d'mei shviyas. One is simply not to pay for the item at all, get it b'matana. Second is havla'a. Rashi has one concept of havla'a, and the Rambam has a much broader concept of havla'a. But those are when you're paying at the time. The third is simply to buy on credit, buy with a credit card, or buy with a check. In other words, and then when you're buying with a credit card or a check, so the purchase is today, the credit card goes into effect, the debt goes into effect, the payment is later, and who had been with a check, the payment is later, only when the check is deposited. And then that's already, also gets around the problem of Dmei Shviz. Okay? So we have three Eitzos, two in our Gemara, and Tosos in Avodah Zarah references our Gemara, that there's a third Eitzah also, not only of Havla, but also of Hakafa. Okay, but still we haven't discussed what exactly is the issue. Why can't I give Dmei Shviyas to this individual? So let's continue in the Gemara. The Gemara asks, V'leisav le'behedya, what's the big deal? You know, it's the Lechora, it appears you're allowed to sell Peros Shviyas. Why can't I give him the money? Lefisha ein mosrin dmei Peros Shviyas, La'am ha'aretz de Tanya. Ein mosrin de me peros shvius la'am ha'aretz yoser mimazon gimel su'udos. What exactly is going on over here? Namely, that it appears that there is no issue of my purchasing, but the problem is in terms of having de me shvius in the hands of the am ha'aretz. So let's look in Rashi. Ein mosrin de me peros ha'torah amra. It appears on the surface that means that I can't sell Dmei Shviyas. I can't purchase Dmei Shviyas. That's what it would appear. I can eat them, but I can't do any business dealing with them. So Rashi explains, no, that's not what it means. What does that mean? Shekol peiro shviyas chayavin lehizba'er b'shviyas hein u d'meihem. That lo l'schara means that the purpose of peros shviyas is to be used during shviyas. Used can either be by being eaten, or lihisba'er. No, so when you eat something, you are mevayer it. When you consume it, you're mevayer it. Or you can consume it by using it for anointing your body, or you can get you can use it as fuel. Namely, whatever it is, it's supposed to be used. It's supposed to be utilized, consumed during shviyas, as opposed to v'lo shiyase behem schoroso lahatznia la'achar shviyas ulahashir. That peiro shviyas should be viewed as consumed products rather than capital. They shouldn't be viewed as capital that lends itself to be saved and to make an individual rich. Purpose of peros shviyas is not to make someone rich. It's to give the individual the opportunity of benefiting from them by their being used up, by their being consumed. That's what la'ochla, they were meant to be consumed, v'lo l'schora, as opposed to being turned into capital. And so, when you give, and so by peros, that's pretty much taken for granted. A pri has a very short shelf life. And so pashtus, the pri, is going to be used up. It is going to be eaten or used as an oil or used as fuel during the Shemitah year. However, money, that lends itself to being put into a piggy bank. That lends itself to be lehit asher, to be used as capital. And so a Talmud Chacham who knows the halacha, he'll say no. So this money that I got, I have to now buy food with it and eat it. Namely because the moment the time of the beer comes, I'm not supposed to have any more capital. I'm not supposed to have this as capital. But the Amaretz, it's a very big Yetzahara for him just to keep the money as coins. The Amaretz is interested, like the Western world, in becoming rich. Once I was lecturing in the army, in the Israeli army, and you know, to us it's so obvious like why we were put into this world. Like we were put into this world to do Ritzon Hashem. But what about a Chiloni? What does he view? Why was he put into this world? So I asked him, like, what are you doing here? What's you know, how do you view the state of Israel? We view the state of Israel, we'll have a whole country doing Ritzon Hashem. We'll be an Orla Goyim. But how does a non-religious Jew view himself and the state of Israel? What were we involved in? He said, L'sagsei kalkalit. I was put into this world to succeed in business. That's that, you know, to succeed economically. That's their, in other words, so that's the Amaretz, right? So the Amaretz said, I was put into this world to succeed economically. Here I have Peiros Shviyas. What, am I going to use it up now? I want to save it. Right? I'm a good American. I want to have a savings account. And so, therefore, Ein Mosrin Peiros Shviyas L'Amaretz, because he's going to be over the Iser of Lo'ochla V'lo L'Schora. I, what is your Iser? Lifnei Iver, right? That's what Rashi says. Lefikach ein mosin lehem damim, likach mehem klum bedamim, dekavar lifnei Iver lositein nirshol. Namely, that Rashi goes out of his way to tell us that la'ocha v'la'laschara has nothing, there's no Iser of doing business with Peiros Shviyas. The Iker is that whatever has Kedusha Shviyas, be it the Peiros or the money, has to be viewed as consumed by the time of the Biur. The moment there are no longer fruits of this nature in the field, then this has to already be nivar min ha'olam, has to be consumed. Either go on a food binge, eat it up, serve it to your friends. You have to use it as some consumer, temporary consumer value. You can't use it as capital. You can't view it as that which is going to outlast Shemitah and make you wealthy. That's not the purpose of the seventh year. And so if the Am Haaretz is chashed on that, by your giving him the Dmei Peiros Shviyas, then you're going to be machshil him in this Iser. Tosfos begins like Rashi, right? Tosfos points out, Dibur HaMashchil She'ein Mosin, we'll come back to the previous Tosfos. Ein Mosin L'Am Haaretz Dmei Peiros Shviyas, Perish Bekuntris, that Torah Amar Lo'ocha V'lo L'schora, She'kol Peiros Shviyas, Chayavim l'sbar v'shviyas hen v'demeyem v'lo yaseh v'hen schoroso l'hatznia, to put it in your piggy bank, to keep it l'achar shviyas l'hashir. Says Tosas v'kosha, the im kain. Tosas points out that of all of that which grows during the year of shviyas, not all of that has a time limit of zman biur. There are those things that, you know, are seasonal. Let's say cherries. There's a cherry season, and at a certain point, there are no longer any cherries on the trees. That's the time of beer. There's a grape season. There's an apple season. However, there are various types of vegetation that are always on the tree, and that's what he can. That's what he can use. Kashim can lishti recall honey to them as sefer shviyas. Sheyesh lehem shviyas. They have kedusha shviyas. They're considered to be edible. Ve'ein lehem beer. But there's no time that they're not in the field, like an evergreen tree. So an evergreen tree has chestnuts, let's say. I don't know. Chestnut tree. They're on the tree all year round. There's no beer of chestnuts, or even esrogim. Esrogim, we were talking about, they stay on the tree all year round, right? When the next year's crop comes in, the old ones are still on the tree. Ubehedya parach bishmaisin. Namely, and yet our sugi is going to tell us that there's an Easter to give Peiros Shviyas or the Dmei Peiros Shviyas to an Am Haaretz, even in a situation when there's no beer, when we're dealing with something which is around year long, which is perennial. That's cool. Let's go. Oh, cool. Okay. Ella. Hainu taima, the ika isure tuva she'en am ha'aretz nizar. In other words, that there are halachos, like everything in the world, Jewish world. Everything is bound by halacha. Remember once we had a guest for Shabbos who had come from a frum home, and she was no longer frum. And she decided to come to our house, but you know, she told us that she'll keep Shabbos when she's in our house. And then she said, I'll do the dishes. And so we go into the kitchen, and we see she's doing the dishes with hot water and with solid soap, and you know, etc. And so she says, I can't even do the dishes. I'm over this Easter and that Easter and that Easter and that. In other words, so in terms of Tumei Shvi'us, there's also this concept that Am Haaretz can't buy, even though he can buy with it food, but he can't buy Behema Tmeya, which can't be used as food. He can't buy Avadim and Karkaos. He can't buy a Chaluk Vitalis Umin Alayim, even these Metaltalim. Ve'einostin lo labayar, you can't use this as wages to give to someone who's going to dig for you a pit. Ve'lo labalan, you can't use it as wages for the shvitz. Ve'lo lesapan, ve'lo lesapar. In other words, that there are all sorts of limitations. Forget about, you know, where it's getting rich. Forget about saving it in your piggy bank. There are all sorts of other isurim. The Easter of putting it in your piggy bank is only a problem on that which has a cutoff time, a zman biur. Not allowed to keep it after that time. However, all of these isurim apply even when there is no zman biur. The shviyas lachila v'shtiya v'sika v'lo l'shar dvarim v'asalif ro mehem chovo. You can't pay off your debts with demei shviyas. V'ein mispar l'dinim ol isurim shiyesh v'pei ro shviyas. Tosfos, there is a mispar, there is a number, but Tosfos exaggerates a little bit. There's a tremendous number of halachos that regulate what the Mei Shvius can be used for, Shetzarech Linhog Bahem Kedusha Shvius, and that's the problem. Namely, according to Tosfos, what is the Easter over here, similar to Rashi? It's Lifnei Iver, but a broader Lifnei Iver. Rashi was concerned on the Lifnei Iver of the Lischora of putting in a piggy bank, and Tosfos is concerned with all of the limitations on that which can be done with the money of the Mei Shvius. Forget about savings. Even in terms of what it can be used for, it can be used as wages. If you go to a restaurant, you can pay for your meal with Dmei Shvius. That's a good, you know, or it's, you get, let's say you have a lot of Dmei Shvius and you know, you don't know what to do with it. So take your wife out for a restaurant for a week, and there goes all your Dmei Shvius. You know, it's but you can't use it to pay Dmei Vad Bayit. You can't use it to pay your electric bills. Even if they go beyond that which should be, v'chulei, you can't use it for that. I tried to deal with it. Okay, so that's Tosfos' approach. As opposed to these two approaches of Rashi and Tosfos, there is a third approach, v'chora, and that is the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? Rambam Hilchos Shmita Perek Ches Halacha Yud. Kashem she'asur lasos sechora v'peiro shviyas ol shomron kach. Oh, I'm sorry, ol shomron comma. Kashem she'asur lasos sechora v'peiro shviyas ol shomron kach asur likach me'am ha'aretz. Not allowed to purchase peiro shviyas from me'am ha'aretz. L'fi she'en mosrin de me'shviyas le'am ha'aretz. Afilu kol shehu. Shema lo yochal osan b'kedushas shviyas. Why am I saying that this is a third shita? What's the difference between this and Tosfos? Rama says, "Ein mosrin demei shviyas lam haaretz afilu kol shehu." Shema lo yochal osan b'kedushas shviyas. What's missing in the Rambam that we find in Tosfos and in Rashi? Lifnei Iver. Rambam doesn't say anything about Lifnei Iver. Doesn't mention Lifnei Iver. Mashma from the Rambam that we have over here an independent Iser. We have an Iser to watch Peiro Shvius. We have an Iser to make schor of a Peiro Shvius. And we have an Iser to misuse Peiros Shvius. Namely, there's an Iser of Chigul Peiros Shvius. And by your giving these peros to an Am Haaretz, you're mechalal peros shviyas. Forget about the Am Haaretz. He'll be over on his Easter. But you have your Easter, ein mosrin demei shviyas l'Am Haaretz, shema yochal osam kedusha shviyas, That's an independent iser of chilul shvius. That shvius has kedusha, and you're not allowed to do anything which will bring about, either directly or indirectly, a chilul of peros shvius. Okay? So it's similar to Tosfos in terms of the scope, but the difference between the Rambam and Tosfos is Tosfos says that the iser is one of lifnei iver. Well, according to the Rambam, we're dealing with an iser within the world of shvius. Okay? However, the Rambam over here sort of opened a Pandora's box that that Tosfos is going to deal with. The Rambam says that kishem she'asur la'asos schora b'peros shvius. Didn't we just say that there's no iser of schora in peros shvius? Didn't we just say that it's not a problem to sell peros shvius, that you can sell them? The only problem is that the money has to be used for the right purpose. What's going on over here in this realm? Kishem she'asur la'asos schora b'peros shvius. So look at Tosfos d'masu leisiv lei. Leisiv lei d'mei esrog v'hedya. My taima ain rashai le lokcho. The im ishum iser la schora peroshvius. Lo chashiv schora ella da. Namely, that what we are distinguishing, according to the Rambam, according to Tosfos, is there's a difference between mechira and schora. I'm allowed to sell peroshvius. I'm not allowed to do schora be peroshvius. What's the problem of schora the peros shvius? What does it mean? In other words, that it does say lo'ocha v'lo l'schora. So up to now we said lo'ocha v'lo l'schora. Rashi says that you're not allowed to sell it for the purpose of becoming rich. You have to sell it for the purpose of consuming. That's Rashi. But it appears in Tosfos and the Rambam is that we do have an iser of schora, but schora goes beyond mechira. In what way does schora go beyond or is different from mechira? So Tosfos offers us the following distinctions. Lo chashiv schora, ela kahahi de mesecha shviyas perak zayin mishnah gimel, lo yehei lokeach yirakos asada umocher bashuk. That the person who is picking the fruit is not allowed to then take it to the market and sell it. That's lo l'schora, to pick it in order to sell it. Aval hu lokeit, but you can have one individual who will pick it, ubino mocher al yado. And someone else, even his son, can be the salesman. Namely, the iser of schora, according to this first daya, is picking to sell. But if I'm not going to be the seller, if I'm picking and then someone else is going to sell, that's what we'll call mechira. That already is permitted. Behosir mutar limkor perush hainu lokeach hainu lokate. That the iser of the schora is only on the picker. Kedekatani seifa avo hu. Tani seifa avo hu lokate. In other words, but you can have a case where he will pick it and someone else will sell it. Ubehedya katani mitosefta lo yehei lokeit. Ukeshemocher b'shuk hu al lokeit atzmo, then osur. De lo lakeit lo ochla marachmana v'lo lakeit l'skora. Then we're going to add, in other words, up to now we have the Torah says lo ochla. Chazal ar doresh v'lo l'schora. So we saw that Rashi understood that we're dealing with the matarat hamachira. What is the purpose of the sale? If the purpose of the sale is le'echol or le'va'er, that the purpose of the sale is in order to get rid of the consumer goods, then that is mutar. But if the purpose of the sale is lehit asher, to save the money and to become rich, that's what we call v'lo l'schora. That's Rashi. We have over here in Tosfos, the first Teretz of Tosfos, who interprets it a little differently. L'ocha b'logos chora is mutar l'zakeh, when it's allowed to pick. L'ocha asur l'zakeh l'schora. Now we're not talking about your intent when you're selling it, we're talking about your intent when you're picking it. That you're not allowed to pick it in order for you then to go ahead and sell. Aval acher she'eino havokeit mutar limkor. Right, that you can pick and give it to your son and he'll sell it, that's okay. It's only for you to pick in order for you to sell. That's how Tosfos learns it. That's the Iser of Schor in the first Teretz of Tosfos. But then Tosfos continues, Ubi Yerushalmi Amrinan Ha'achim Malaktim, that you can have a whole bunch of brothers who have this field of their father who will pick. Ve'echad Mocher Al Yedehem. And one of them, in other words, will not be a picker, he'll be the seller. Amar Rav Yossi Barbun, Ubilvad Shelo Ya'aseh Palter. Perush, Lo Yehe Mocher Bahu Asra Kol Sha'ah. V'socharei Shviz, Nam Perkan Rosh Hashanah, Hainu Ki Hai Gavna. In other words, that Tosfos means the second Perush, in the name of the Yerushalmi, that Mutar Limkor the Kim Onut, you can sell in small amounts. Asur Lischor, what was his phrase? Asur Lischor. Palter. To sell wholesale. You're not allowed to sell on a large scale. You're allowed to sell small amounts, occasionally. You're not allowed to sell large amounts totally. And then Tosfos continues that approach. The efsher hakona mechavero kidei laharviach v'limkor biyoker. Hainu name schora, that to sell for profit would also be schora. In other words, that will view schora as a large scale operation as opposed to mechira, which is a small scale operation. Okay, so we have then over here these three options. Yes.
That which you're selling in small amounts is even what you picked, right? Like the person can pick it and then even sell in small amounts.
That's what it appears.
Okay.
The Seder. Okay, let's look at the Rambam. Which of these approaches does it appear that he takes? The Rambam in Perek Vav, Halcha Aleph Ubeis. Ein osin schora v'peiras shviyas. What approaches that appear that he has?
Yerushalmi.
The Yerushalmi, etc. And then he continues, however, if you simply have a small amount, namely that the second approach of Tosfos, the approach of the Yerushalmi, that's a question of the scale, that's the issue. Okay? Just as a parenthetical aside, would Havla'a be a heter for Schora? We pointed out that Havla'a is a heter to prevent the chalut of Dmei Shviyas. Would Havla'ah also allow Schora on a large scale basis? So if you look over here, and I quoted for you the Rash, Rabbeinu Shimshon, the Rashi Mishants, who has a perush on the Mishnayos, he says Kido Amar Mavriya Dmei Esrog Belulav. That the Rash said that Havla'a would help, even to remove the Iser of Schora. Dafka over here, Rav Kook is Mekel, and the Chazon Ish is Machmir. Remember, it says, no, it's only Din in Dmei Shvius, it's not a Din in Schora. These are halachas that are very relevant in a Shemitah year in Eretz Yisrael. How do we deal with the produce of that year? So if one's not going to go in the direction of a classic Heter Mechira, but rather that, you know, it's we're going to have the Mei Shvius, how does one deal with the Mei Shvius? How does one deal with the world of Golus Chora? So we have this Iser that's mentioned in our Mishnah and seconded by the Braisa, Ein Mosrin de Mei Peru Shvius Lama Aretz, either, according to Rashi, as a din of Lifnei Iver of Lihit Asher, according to Tosas, a Lifnei Iver of a misuse of Peiro Shvius, and according to the Rambam, we have an independent Iser of Chil Deme Shvius by giving it to the Ama Aretz. But however, all of them agree that this is only Yoser Mimazon Gimel Seudos. But it does say you're allowed to give the Ama Aretz a small amount of Deme Peiro Shvius. Let's say that Mazon Gimel Sudos, what do they charge in the YU cafeteria for a Shabbos? $25, let's say. You buy it early in the week, right? So let's say, you know what, you can give the Am Haaretz $25 of the Mei Peiro Shvius. What's that heter?
We'll for sure get rid of it.
What?
We'll for sure get rid of it.
Well, that's looking Rashi. Avo Mazon Gimel Motion Kedei Chayav. So of course, he has to be able to eat, right? In other words, and so we'll assume we can give him money to buy food. Dikel Neymar Lesuda Shabbos Utzarech. They came on Shehuter Be'erav Shabbos Utzar Lekoyim Asar Shabbos. In other words, even if we'll say that, well, during the course of the week he can survive on $15 a day. Only on Shabbos he needs $25 a day. But, in other words, he can always claim, well, may I want to buy my Shabbos meals on Monday. I get a better deal. And so every day we can give him $25 worth of peiros, worth of Demei Peiros Shvius, Demei Chayav. Then on that, he is not chasher that he's going to put in his piggy bank that small amount we're assuming he would use simply to stay alive. What happens im Masar? What if you accidentally gave the Am Haaretz $50? You didn't know the halacha, you forgot, or you didn't know he was an Am Haaretz. All of a sudden you have now $50 of Demei Peiro Shvius in this Am Haaretz's wallet. Yomar, so you have an Eitzah. Hare Maos Halalu, that the money in the wallet of the Am Haaretz, Yehe Mechulalim Al Peiros Shiyesh Li B'toch Basi. Uba va'ochlan b'kdusha shvius. So what you can do is what appears without the Am Haaretz's knowledge, you can transfer the kedusha shvius that currently is on his money to your peros, and then you'll eat your peros b'kdusha shvius. You're a talmid chacham. You know how to eat your peros. You consume them according to Rashi before zman biur. According to Tosfos, you're not going to use it to pay wages. You're not going to use it to pay debts. In other words, you'll be careful to, and in this way, there is no lifnei iver. And retroactively, according to the Rambam, you have solved the problem that you created by the chilul demei shvius by removing that from the reshus of the Am Haaretz. Now it's your the kedusha shvius is in your hands. Yes.
Why is this not a lechatchila recommendation that you can just do this and then be Michal, even more than Gimel Sudos, that you can give him $100 worth and then just say, oh, the money is chal on my fruits?
I assume the reason is because we have, you know, we have no idea at what point the Am Haaretz is going to use the money. In other words, it could very well be that, you know, he'll pass it immediately. He owes someone $100, so the moment that you give him $100, he'll just give that $100 to someone else. In other words, and so you're playing Russian roulette. In other words, you're hoping it's still in his wallet. And so this is only imasar. But lechatchila ain limsar, that we don't want to allow for the possibility of his doing an avera on, you know, either bringing you to lifnei iver or bringing you to chilul peros shvius.
Why does it matter if he passes it on? If you're doing it without his das anyways, then you could do it without somebody else's das also, right? Who cares if it's by him or by him or by him?
Okay, so what you're raising is to a certain degree a somewhat different issue, and that is, let's just review briefly what the status of Kedusha Shviyas is. When fruit grow during the month, during the year of Shemitah, they automatically have Kedusha Shviyas. When money is given for that fruit, we call that Tfisat Damim. That money is now infected, if you want to, with Kedusha as well, but it doesn't take the Kedusha off of the original fruit. The original fruit remains Kedusha Shviyas, and now this money also has Kedusha Shviyas. If with that money you're not going to buy food, then the Kedusha Shviyas is going to go off of the money and onto the food. And you can continue. You can take food and barter it for fish, and then take fish and barter it for meat. The Kedusha Shviyas is always going to be on the first and the last of the series of the bartering. It's always going to remain on the original fruit, and then it's going to move from the money to whatever food, etc. you're going to have along the chain. You're always going to have two things that have Kedushas Shviyas. What our Gemara is positing, what appears to be, is that you don't require ownership in order to be able to transfer the Kedusha from item to item. That is what bothered Tosfos very much. Look in the bottom Tosfos. Maos halalu mechol ha'peru sheish li bebesi pluk tehi b'shmaisa sodits nuin b'meruba. That we have a parallel situation in the Gemara in Baba Kama. You saw this Tosfos? Bottom one. We have a parallel situation in the Gemara in Baba Kama where you have an individual who is a tzaddik, a tzanua, who has a vineyard, and the vineyard is now in its fourth year, so we call Kerem Revai, namely that the fruit of that vineyard have to be taken to Yerushalayim and eaten there, and we're afraid that people walking by the vineyard will take some grapes, and they won't realize it's Kerem Revai, and they'll just go ahead and eat them and be over an Iser. And so this Eitzah comes up that I'll have Prutos in my house, and I'll say whatever is picked will be the Kedusha of the Kerem Revai will move from the fruit to the money, and then this money I'll take to Yerushalayim and I'll buy food there. So the Gemara has two deos im yochal b'chalo mashe biyad chaveiro, whether I'm allowed to be machalo that which is in the hands of another person. Uman da'asar, if you say you can't do it, kasha ma mo'il kan. What's going on by us over here? So Tosus feels this is a very, very strong question. And what he says, v'yeshlamar da'acha k'nasa ba'almahu, that really I cannot be machalal that which is not mine, that which is not in my possession. And over here, we're making a knas on the individual that in achenami, he did something wrong. He gave peros shviyas to am haaretz. There's no way of his being able to change that situation. But we're going to make a fine him that now the amount of money that he gave the am haaretz, his own fruit, he's going to have to eat that b'kedusha shviyas, that he'll be more careful in the future. So this is simply a fine. It's not real. There's really not a transfer, says Tosfos, of the Kedusha from that which is in the Am Haaretz's wallet to that which is in your hand. And that's why that would answer Yoni's question. Why don't we say this as l'chatchila? Because it's not a real transfer. Really, I was over the Nisr of Lifnei Iver. Really, I was over an Nisr of Kilo Perishvius, and there's no way I can retract that. But Chazal gave me a fine, a knas, in order that I should try not to do this in the future. And Tosfos gives another example of such a knas in the world of Meister Sheni. This is Tosfos' approach. If we look, no, I didn't photostat it for you. If you look in the Ritva, he wants to set it maybe in Ukimta that I called the Am Haaretz and I said, is it okay if I will be Machalel? And you know, and with his permission, I am Machalel. Or maybe it's a din of Zachin L'Adam Shalom B'Fanav, but then the question is, why is that Zachin over here and not in the Gemara Baba Kama? That, in other words, the Ritva was bothered by this also very, very much. Rav Soloveitchik is brought down in the notes of Rav Reichman, the Rishimos Shurim, it's called, has a very, very, very fascinating theory. He says that Tosis's whole question is based on a misunderstanding that we have in the world of Karam Ravai, in the world of Maaser Sheni, we have a concept of Pidyon. I can be Poda, the Kedusha from the fruit. And when I'm Poda, when I redeem it, then it goes on to the money. However, and that principle of Pidyon is the principle that requires Bailus. Only if both the fruit and the money are in my possession, then I can be poda. That's what we see in the Gemara in Baba Kama. We paskin that I can't be poda if it's not mine. I can only be poda something which is in my reshus. It's a kinyan. Pidyon is like a kinyan. And kinyanim requires ba'alut. It has to be mine. It has to be in my reshus. However, in the world of Shemitah, we don't have a din of pidyon. We don't have a din of pidyon. Sof kol sof, when I buy peros shvius, they remain kadosh. What is the principle? We have tfisas damim, that the money gets that quality that the peros have as well. We have that, in other words, that the money is infected with this kedusha. But it's not a pidyon. We're not taking the kedusha off of the original fruit. It's not a concept of pidyon at all. But rather, it's a concept of tfisas damim. And then when it moves to the second stage, we say that the tfisas damim can move from stage 2 to stage 3, then stage 3 to stage 4, etc. This is clear in the Rambam. If you look at the Rambam on the bottom of the page, Chomer bishvi es mi behekdesh, hapode es hahekdesh, when you redeem hekdesh, yotza hahekdesh lechulim, v'yitasfu hadamim tachtav. Then pidyon, you redeem the hekdesh, and then the money is going to have the quality the hekdesh used to have. Bishvi es eino kein. That's not true in the case of shvius. Hamocher peros shvius yitafsu hadamim v'yasu k'peros shvius, but haperos atzman lo nischalulu v'naasu k'peros shar hashanim shenemar bo tehiye v'havayaso tehei la'olam. The peros retain their kedusha, just that the kedusha also is nitfas on the damim. Ulefizeh shenikres kadosh tofeses dameha. We have a different phrase. We don't use the phrase pidyon. We use the phrase tfisas damim. So the original fruit remains with the kedusha, and the last on the chain, we have the kedushas, we have the tfisas damim. And so says the Rav, who says that tfisas damim has the standard of pidyon? Pidyon is an act of kinyan that requires ba'alut. But tfisas damim, that's not an act of kinyan. That's simply a putting, it's a status that is put on the fruit. That's a metzius. I'm tofes this fruit with kedusha shvius, and as such, it's not a maisa kinyan. It's not something that requires ownership. It's simply a reality that I am moving the kedusha from item to item, and this item now is tofes damim. And so, who says we have to use the same standards in the world of tfisas damim as we have in the world of pidyon? The Gemara over there is talking about pidyon karam ravai, pidyon karam ravai, pidyon maaser sheni. That's an act of kinyan. That requires ba'alut. But who says that tfisas damim is anywhere in that same framework? As the Rambam distinguishes, we have a different terminology. Tofeses dameha, not the world of pidyon. So maybe the halachas also are different. Okay? And then Yoni's question then rises again. Well, if tfisas damim really is such a good eitzah, so why don't I use it more often? That's a good question. But the question doesn't take away from the fact that we answer Tosis's question. Okay, let's stop over here. V'liner, the next time, we'll start with the world of Mufkar and the Shumar. I already gave you the Mar Makamas in terms of Tosfos and in terms of the Ritva. So you have the Ritva already. I photostated it on the other side of the Mar Makamas. And we'll continue in the Sugya. So I'll give you the new Mar Makamas. Okay, so another shiur will be on schedule next Sunday.